What's up, guys? Welcome back to Pixelated Thoughts. I'm your host, Chibi, aka Ken. And today we have We have Cup Dog, aka Jack, in the house. We are going to be doing some renditions of our 2023, almost forgot what year it was, esports game and the best esports things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Start. Yeah. Games. All right, the first category that we're going to talk about is best esports event.
It's not a sport.
I'm disgusted that it's League of Legends. Better than Valorant, but still disgusting.
Better than LeBron.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. All right, best esports coach. Insert random information here because I don't know any of these people.
Actually, I like Potter.
I do also like Potter's
name. Was this Harry Potter's sister?
It looks like her. They have the same glasses.
Yeah.
Again, we're not surprised it's Valor. Oh my God. Wait, did your thing actually speak too?
Yes.
Like when you do the soundboard, does it actually do
yeah,
it too?
Yeah, hold on. Yep.
Smash.
Moving on. I'm surprised that there's a lot of CSGO, I guess, esports coach. Because I know, CSGO 2 dropped over the summer, right?
Have you
was
played
that
it?
A flop? Did you
I haven't
ever
played
play it?
It?
I was going to say, I never played
I forgot
it.
About it. The man we talked too. About I... it on our podcast, forgot.
I kind of feel like that was the vibe too, because not a lot of people I know really played it, or they like played it for a week and then just kind of it's CSGO.
Yeah.
So I don't know like the statistics about it, but I feel like it definitely was kind of a letdown. Again, could totally be wrong. I'm pretending to be Ken, insert very informational experience here.
This is Jack speaking. So my thoughts are if game anything trends last like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
If it can't make it through the 2 weeks, then it's just never coming back.
I just guess it was crazy because it was just so hyped for it to come out, even though, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know really what they added other than the smoke dynamics, which I thought was pretty cool. But, I mean, maybe they were trying to do, like, an Overwatch 2 thing.
Yeah.
You know, to, like, garner more hype. But I feel like, yeah, we heard it for a week and then it just kind of, like, died.
Yeah, as Cup Dog. They should go play real sports like basketball or cricket.
This is Chibi. Do you even know what cricket is?
Yeah, it's a bug.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Oh my God! Okay, any whoosies? Esports team again. I have no idea. This is Chibi. I have no idea what the fuck any of these esports teams are. It's a shame Tosis team's not on here. I don't know, they might be, but
have you seen his logo?
Wait, no, I haven't. What is actually
it's
his
so
logo?
Funny. You should Google it real quick. It's literally just like he wrote what is it? DT? He just wrote it with his own handwriting and then used it as a logo.
Sky's Toast,
the team,
yeah. Let me see. Oh my God, yeah, bro. That. Are you fucking serious?
I think he created the team as a meme.
He definitely did. I like how this just looks like he did it in Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
Which I really think he did. This homie really did a fucking like $1 billion sports team logo in a goddamn Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
Go sports.
Go team.
Go sports. Team. But yeah, again, not surprised League Riot took over this one. Can we give
some props
to
where he got the
Dota 2 people?
Yeah. Wait, where are they at? There's nobody on this list here that's from Dota.
For the best esports team?
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't go next. Wait, where were we at? Oh, did I go too far?
Keep up, Cup Dog.
I'm trying.
God damn it, Brad. Get it together.
Too busy trying to do what he does. I don't know how he does it.
That's why half the time he just sits there and plays with it.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, that's...
Oh, okay, okay. Gaming Gladiators.
Yeah.
I'm not
on my Dota 2 people.
I'm not surprised that League of Legends is all over esports. They are the top money making esports tournament series.
No, they really are, and it just astounds me, like, that how many people complain about League and then they just go right back to it. It's crazy.
I played League once.
Mm-hmm.
They talk shit about me. I got in my feels and I uninstalled.
That's why you get a full stack.
They are so fucking toxic on that game.
I was going to say, you should have been like, I did full stack.
I highly recommend that if you're going to get in a League, y'all, do not do it solo.
Yeah,
they will hurt your feelings.
That's like any FPS game. And like, I don't know how you are, Jack, but like, I'm very sensitive. Like, I feel like that's pretty known. I'm a sensitive person. So like, anytime someone even is like remotely mean to me, I just like... I get so sad. I'm just like, might not be me. Like, I wish I was just built different.
Yeah.
But I'm built very squishy.
Yeah. Yeah. From Cup Dog, do better. And then
fuck you,
Cup say,
Dog. Oh.
Your mom. That's always the answer.
Yeah. Your mom.
Yep.
Smash.
All right.
Mm.
Moving on. You do this so well. All right. Moving on to best esports athlete. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Not an athlete. Sorry.
I know maybe like less than one person
differ.
On here. Not an athlete. Yeah. Isn't that guy in the League of Legends song too? Like the ones
there's a song?
Yeah, they did like the Mortal song. Have you heard it by New Jeans?
I've heard Mortal Kombat.
Good talk. All right.
What? So, all right. No, I have not heard of this. From Jack's perspective, no. I've never heard of this League of Legends song.
Borderline multiple personality disorders. I've just merged Ken and me because I'm not going to lie to you. Ken be spitting some facts sometimes. And I'm like, how the
fuck I'm too dumb.
Do you know that? Dude, me too. This man would be like, yeah, so-and-so has like 3 trophies from years 2020. 1865. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
Are y'all watching this episode? This is from a casual gamer's perspective.
Yes, this is. Oh yeah,
intelligent conversation about top games.
Casual gamers talk very poorly about games.
We're gonna casual. Say what and who dat and what you
who
mean
dat?
A lot.
Yeah, I'll be like, you'll hear, I don't know that. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know
like,
what that
who says
is.
Lee Faker. That's
well,
his,
I've heard of
this
Faker.
Is, okay. I wonder where he got
Faker?
His name from.
I was going to say, because he fake. I'm
fake.
Just, I don't know.
On but League of Legends, what do you like?
Harry, he's also looking like Harry Potter's brother, but like Asian.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the Potter. There you go.
Oh, true.
There's a link. All right, so we have League of Legends, CSGO on here, Valorant. Call of Duty, League of Legends, Apex Legends. These are all players.
The only person I really know is Imperial Hal because I watched a lot of Apex. And
okay.
Hal is absolutely fucking cracked mm-hmm. at Apex. Like, pretty surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised he didn't win. But, like, if we're looking at, like, traditional, like, FPS games, Hal goes nutty. Like, he is nutty in the Apex community. Faker, I know, is really good. I'm pretty sure he's in the League of Legends. Like they did like a music video with New Jeans and it's anime. It's really good. You should watch it.
New Jeans? Okay.
Yeah. So good. But everybody else, I'm sorry.
I've heard of Demon 1.
Who the fuck you are?
The only pro tournaments I've ever watched were Valorant ones.
You know what's surprising? It's the opposite for me. I've only watched Apex ones. Even though I was really into Valorant for a long time.
Okay.
I've only watched the Apex ones. I don't know, because Valorant just sometimes can be boring. I mean, I've watched some of the Valorant ones, but I don't remember. Look, the only person I know is, like, Tens.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the only
one. He's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just... any of these pro tournaments, I watch and I'm like, I can't do that. I probably never will. And that's okay.
That's okay. Okay. Next one, we got best esports game. All I gotta say is, it's a motherfucking shame that Animal Parties is not on this list.
Yeah.
Animal Parties. I think Animal Parties could be esports.
Okay.
Okay. I think you could be competitive. Any game.
It takes a lot of endurance to play Animal Crossing.
It does. Mm-hmm. A lot of mental fortitude. I think more so than Valorant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why the fuck is PUBG Mobile on here, though?
Not even PUBG. Mobile.
Esports game. PUBG. All right. Hold on. Fucking Halo could have been on here.
I was going to say, I'm PUBG Mobile. Why the fuck they put PUBG Mobile? Like, I don't know. What is definitely different than the other here, guys?
I didn't like, I tried PUBG. Playing, I tried playing Call of Duty Mobile once.
Uh-huh.
Didn't work out.
Bad.
No.
Dude, I mean, it's like with like Fortnite when you try and play that shit like on mobile or like, when you try it like Switch.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, I don't know how people do it.
Speaking of Fortnite, have you tried Lego Fortnite yet?
No, I need to.
It's not bad.
So fun.
It's not bad.
I mean, people equate it to like Minecraft, which I'm not a big fan of, but like I think the Lego aspect is really cute.
Yeah.
The little bouncy ball. But yeah, PUBG Mobile. What the fuck?
Yeah,
the fuck?
That shouldn't have been on the list. I mean, do they even stream it?
I don't know. I didn't even know PUBG was like a big thing still.
Mm.
Let alone mobile. Hello?
Yeah, what?
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. All right. Content creator of the year. As it should be, Iron Mouse. Just look at that fucking picture. She's so cute.
VTuber?
Yeah.
Nice.
Super, super popular. Super
love the
popular,
eyes.
Super funny. I know, super cute.
Kind of reminds me of how they do the eyes in
Oshinoko.
Oshinoko. Yeah.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. I got you. Yeah. Really cute, but she's like a really good person too, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know who the fuck those other people are. I'm sorry.
Cypher PK plays a lot with Tim the Tatman Ninja.
Oh.
Courage. Quackity, I actually saw him at Twitch. He was at TwitchCon last year.
Oh.
He did the food contest, didn't he? He did one of the shows.
Sounds familiar. He looks like a scene kid.
Yeah.
That was in bands.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know who Spreen is. Are we real streamers if we don't know any of these people?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just like, how do you determine? Well, I mean, at least, you know, I know one, you know one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, sorry. My fucking washer's going crazy. So,
about to walk away.
Okay, so they decide an important and positive impact on the community. Okay, because I was like, what are the parameters to be, like, put on there? Because again, like, you know, I'm surprised, like, Pokimane and things like her aren't there.
Yeah.
Or are they, like, giving other people an opportunity?
Yeah, are they doing a lot of charity? Like, what?
Yeah, like, what really is, like, setting them apart, I wonder.
Yeah,
let us know in the comments.
Yeah, yeah. I made a positive impact on like 5 people.
Yeah,
I should be on there.
Right? Yeah, same.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to maybe some other stuff that we actually know. Most anticipated games. So, CupDog, how are you feeling about your Final Fantasy Rebirth winning?
I went into the bathroom when I saw that, and I had time with myself. I was happy.
Smash.
And
no.
Yeah, I like Final Fantasy. It's fun. I love it.
Thank you for your very insightful response.
I'm not done yet. Do you know how much I like Final Fantasy?
How much do you like Final Fantasy?
No.
A lot.
My fucking eyes. Oh my God. Wait, when is Rebirth coming out technically? Do you know?
I know nothing about this game.
We are excited for when, you know what? You know the only two cents I have on this fucking page? Why the fuck This is Chippy talking. Why the fuck isn't Persona 3 Reload on there, huh?
When does that come out?
What do you want to say about that? February.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, I completely forgot about Star Wars Outlaws.
Oh, you're so right.
You know what? Of this list of games, I think I am definitely most anticipating that one.
Excuse me. Yeah. What type of game is it going
to
be?
It's supposed to be an open world.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
you know what I really miss, Jack?
What's that?
I miss Battlefront 2.
Oh, yeah. We did play a couple games of that.
I miss how popular it was. What was it, like in 2020 or 2021? And I just remember like getting like, you know, like me and you and some people playing together, like with Toast, he would play. And like that shit was just peak streaming for me.
We should just reinstall it.
We should just do it for fun.
Yeah,
like,
get a day of that.
Like honestly, like I at this point, I don't care what I stream anymore. I'm just like, if I'm having fun, it is what it is. Yeah. But like that to me was like peak streaming days, because I think that's when it's Ubisoft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft had it for free. Remember where people could like actually.
Oh yeah, I think that's how I got it.
Yeah, same. And it just, I remember like so many people like coming in and being like, oh my God, can I play? Like this game is so fun. And then like it died after a couple months and it made me so sad. So sad.
Yeah.
I had a really funny experience with a hacker once. Oh. So a hacker had gotten into the lobby. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, this guy was like, when I'm talking about one-shotting people, it was like one-shotting with a machine gun. And it'd be like, boop, 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 boop. Like everybody was dying. And they were like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Like, how is this even fun for like, this guy? No, like for this, like even the hacker. I'm like, dude, like how is this even fun for you? You know, I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah.
But it was like one of the most wildest experiences. And then like, I think I joined a different lobby and he was there. And I was like, all right, we're not playing this tonight. Because this guy is like, stumbling on my servers.
I wish there was the ability to like, go through their monitor and throat punch them.
Yeah. I just don't understand like how that's fun for people. Like I saw.
I don't know. Some people like trolling and ruining people's fun.
I just don't get it. Yeah, I'll never be able to reason it. But you know when have you ever played? I mean, I know you've played this game, but I don't know if you've experienced this when Fall Guys. When there's a hacker in Fall Guys,
I've never experienced that.
Oh my God. And they like float through the whole map. They'll start at the beginning and they're like fucking God, bro. They'll like float above you and like it's hilarious. I don't know. And I think that's like the only hacker I think is funny.
Maybe I need to get that because I have yet to win a crown.
It's okay, me too. We're not good.
Suck at that game.
We're just not built good. It's okay.
Nah. You know, that's okay. You know, I'm like this level here. I'm this
and just
good.
Keep going back.
No. Yeah, this is the furthest I can go.
Way back
that's what
here.
I would say to Cup Dog, not you. Way back here. I want to put in a petition for you to be the new Cup Dog because of how much fun you're having with it. I want to put in a petition for you being the new Cup Dog.
Yeah,
Brad could be the dragon, bro, and you could be the Cup Dog. Yeah. All right, that's the new title. Vote Jack for vote little Lumpia for new.
We'll put a little Lumpia in the bowl with me. Put a little Lumpia in the bowl.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be. Oh my God, that'd be hilarious. What the hell is like a dragon?
Like a dragon.
Like in the game. Like a dragon, infinite wealth. I've never heard of that.
I don't know. Let me Google that real quick.
I don't remember
like a
Ken
dragon
or
game.
Brad talking about it.
Oh, it looks like the Yakuza game.
Oh,
it is the
it.
Yakuza game.
Oh.
Okay, it's the new Yakuza.
Okay. Oh, noted. Okay, because I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know why they didn't use Yakuza like a dragon.
Yeah, that would have kind of made a little bit more sense to. I don't know. Maybe they wanted to like separate. I don't know. Well,
unless I'm looking at the wrong thing. No.
Okay. Next one, we got best adaptation, The Last of Us. Not surprised. I have not watched it. I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things.
You guys know what my worst fear is. Ask Chibi, not Ken.
What's that?
Zombie bees. So yeah. They're just, it's the idea. Like, I know they're not the same, but the things in there are like, you know, similar concept, and mm-hmm. it petrifies me. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Yeah, I heard like even the first episode, well, especially the first episode, it was mm-hmm. almost frame by frame, mm-hmm. which is wild. Yeah. That's not easy to do to take animation to live action.
Mm-hmm.
Gran Turismo, I haven't seen it, but
mm-hmm.
from what I've seen of it, I don't think I could take that one serious.
Really? I don't even know what that one is.
It's a PlayStation exclusive game. Mm-hmm. That's, you're just racing cars, usually on tracks, but I don't know where it's gone since the last time I've played it.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't really get reason.
Twisted
games.
Metal, that kind of looked corny. I mean, it's cool mm-hmm. that it went to live action, but I don't know. I haven't watched that one yet either.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if I want to.
Yeah. I think the only other one I really know is the Super Mario Bros. Movie, which I thought was pretty good. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. Like, yeah. I'm not even a big Super Mario Bros. Fan, but I was like, damn, that's pretty solid. Yeah. It was funny as hell.
Well, they
like we love some Jack Black.
Yeah, and everybody's angry and up in arms about Chris Pratt playing Mario. I mean, I think he did all right, but I understand everybody's grief about wanting the original voice.
It's funny that you mention that. Have you seen this TikTok? Because you know who Robert Pattinson is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's in this new animated film.
Okay.
It's called The Boy and the Heron. Heron, whatever. Yeah. But he plays the heron, which is, you know, like a bird. And you could have 100 guesses, and you would never guess it's Robert Pattinson. Like, I
should. Oh, really?
Not. You would never guess it's Robert Pattinson. Like, I really want to find it and send it to you. Because it sounds like a very, like, older, think of, like, 60, 70, 80-year-old person who does, like, a good, like, witch impersonation. But it's, like, a guy. Like, so I guess, like, a warlock. Gotcha. But just sounds very like throaty and it just doesn't sound like him. And a lot of people were saying this is what Chris Pratt should have done. This is how you do it. And they were like, and people are like, don't sleep on Robert Pattinson. Like Robert Pattinson.
I think Robert Pattinson is very underrated.
Oh, he's
like,
phenomenal.
He's a good actor.
I've always said this. Like, not even just cause I'm a Twilight girl, but
Glitter Boy.
Hey, Glitter Boy. No, he was like, I'm A Day to Remember. I thought he was great in Batman. Like,
oh, he was amazing in Batman.
Super solid actor. Like, he really gets into his roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this animated film too, like, dude, I have to send you it. You're gonna be like, who the fuck? Because that's not Robert Pattinson.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, send that to me.
All over TikTok. Yeah, it's all over TikTok. But yeah, fuck you, Chris Pratt.
As Cup Dog, you would be a Twilight fan.
My whole childhood. Okay, moving on. Thank you, Cup Dog.
As Jack, though, I've watched all movies, and I used to be friends with this girl who liked it, and I read the books.
They're garbage, but it's one of those things where you just have to do it.
Yeah.
It's just a rite of passage.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
I reread them, and I was like, this is so fucking... And I was like, but I love it. But I love it. All right, best multiplayer. All I gotta say, no matter how much I like Baldur's Gate 3, Party Animals got shafted.
Yep. I'm pretty
Party
disappointed
Animals
about
got
that.
Shafted. Like, this is, like, from my heart, that is one of the best multiplayer games. Do you know how many people it brought together?
Mm-hmm.
How many communities it mm-hmm. brought together? Baldur's Gate. It ain't like that.
Baldur's Gate may be like best story, mode kind of mm-hmm. game. But I mean, would I say Baldur's Gate is an amazing party game? No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because I think of more so like party game when I think of multiplayer. Like I am playing with my friends or like a group of people. Like Baldur's Gate, you can. Like, yeah, that's awesome. You guys can create characters together in campaign. But like games like this, I mostly play solo. Just because it's so hard to get people together. Party Animals, dog.
Yeah.
We were vibing all night.
Yeah.
Didn't matter what.
Laughing the entire time.
Laughing, bodying people, fucking trucking Ken.
They're lucky that Lethal Company didn't come out.
Dude, if Lethal Company would have
been a toss up between Party Animals and Lethal.
For sure. I think I probably would have given it to Lethal. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the same.
Yeah. I love Party Animals, but I think Lethal Company really has taken over a lot of... I mean, literally, Colby's playing it right now. I'm about to play after.
Yes.
It's just taking over a lot of people. Like, people who normally wouldn't play games like that, like me, mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, it's so fun.
Because I don't like games like that.
Yeah.
Normally. But this one, I think, is the exception. So, I don't know what crack cocaine they put in there, but it is chef's.
Yeah, I... Definitely Party Animals should have won this.
I agree.
I'm surprised Diablo is on here. I feel like people forgot about that game, too.
I feel like it's the opposite. At least for my server, there's a lot of people that play Diablo.
Oh, really?
Very religiously. Yeah. Like Rai, Cabraxis, like Tenchi. Like, a lot of them will play Diablo still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was kind of not surprised to see that one. Yeah. I guess I'm kind of surprised to see Street Fighter VI, because I feel like that one, it did well, and then it died. Because, like, I streamed it once.
Same as Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah. It's like fighting games. You have to just really like them. It's a very niche thing, I mm-hmm. think. Because I don't like them. I suck. So that's just a thing. Okay. Best. I know you're going to say something, Cup Dog. Shut the fuck up. I see a little fucking grin.
Yeah.
Best sports/racing. Why is Rocket League not on here? I consider that like sports.
Let's see. Yeah.
I think
Rocket League's popularity has died a little bit.
I think.
Epic kind of crapped on some of the things that Rocket League had that that people, the old school Rocket Leaguers, enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Plus that game is so difficult to be good at.
Oh my god, dude, I don't even think I can go straight in that game.
Yeah. The crew is on here, though? What the fuck?
Sorry, I'm Ken, and I'm great at Rocket League. Chibi 1v1 me. Because you suck.
Get good.
Get good. Yeah, I don't know any of these games. I don't like sports racing games.
I can't believe Hot Wheels and the crew. I guess I'm not into that maybe. World of games on that side too much. Forza, I played Me Forza either. Horizon 5. I don't think I've ever played any of the motorsports games.
Motorsport. Put that thing at sport. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Surprised FIFA isn't on here.
I was going to say that.
EA Sports FC's on here? FIFA.
Maybe there's stipulations. I have no
idea. For the best traditional and non-traditional sports and racing game. Yeah, Rocket League should have definitely been on here.
Well, I don't know. That in my head, that makes more sense. Because Vroom Vroom, it's sports and racing. Come on, it's combined. Uh-huh. It's
There's
two
boosts.
And one.
There's boosts.
It's a buy one, get one. Come on. Come on. Okay. Best sim/strategy. I'm just saying, again, disappointed. TFT's not on here. Teamfight Tactics. That is definitely a strategy game. You can fight me all day about that.
Oh, I can agree there.
Yeah. I don't know what any of these are. I've
Company
heard of Pikmin. I've heard of Fire Emblem, but I've never played them. You know what? City Skyline should have won.
You know what I don't see on
Fuck
here?
Fuck what you say.
Power Wash Sim.
The truck driving sim. Come on.
No, I feel like Power Wash Sim was more popular than any of these.
I don't remember. I don't know. I never played that one.
What?
Yeah,
all right, if you ever want to go in a place of zen, and this is Jack speaking.
Okay.
You want to go to a place of zen, get that game.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just like the constant sound of the water pressure or something like that, and just cleaning with the objective of completely cleaning whatever the hell you're cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
It's very relaxed, and it's multiplayer.
You know what? That should have been multiplayer.
Yep. Co-op multiplayer.
Damn.
It's a good game. You should get it.
Shit. All right. I'll have to do it. I looked at the next category and I made myself laugh. I'm sorry. Okay. Next one. Best family. Again, disappointed.
Why isn't Pummel Party on here?
Parties got shafted, okay? I know these parents body their kids and party animals, but that's what family's all about.
Uh-huh.
Beating the shit out of each other.
Yep.
Man, fuck you, Super Mario Bros. It's okay. Nah, I'm not surprised. It definitely, in my opinion,
I mean, Mario's got a larger following. That's probably the only reason.
And it's definitely more catered towards children and family, because party animals, just, you're just going to beat the shit out of your friends.
But nothing is more satisfying than super uppercutting somebody off a platform.
I think,
or suplexing them off.
My favorite is like when you nunchuck them,
but,
and they get knocked the fuck out off the platform.
Till what I call you nut yourself. So you hit yourself with the nunchuck.
Cup dog talk.
You ever knock yourself out with the nunchuck?
I have, but I've never heard of nut myself.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably wouldn't work out for you, but for us dudes, you know, you accidentally swing it and hit the wrong stuff. Oh. That's what I'm talking about. Not that I ever handled nunchucks in real life. And that's the reason why I probably would never do that in real life.
No.
Because nunchucks are scary.
Moving on. That was the most brat thing I've ever heard you say. Even though that came from you. Even though that was a you statement. That felt like a brat statement. You're not allowed to be cup dog anymore. It's corrupting you.
Shit.
All right. Best fighting game. Again, I'm not surprised about this. I feel like Street Fighter VI was definitely was one that was super popular, and I don't really know any of the other others. You know what? I lied. The fucking All-Star Brawl should have been on. Should have won. Dude, that shit popped off for a little bit. It really did.
Did it? I don't think I've ever seen any gameplay of that.
Oh, really?
Kind of reminds me
of something else. I thought it was that.
Sounds like Super Smash Brothers isn't on here.
Maybe because they know that would win.
Yeah, right.
Oh, maybe. Isn't this basically just new games, though?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe that's why. Well, no, because Valorant's not. I'm thinking, like, Valorant's
that's true.
Not new.
But I guess esports is special.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Special.
Getting to the stuff I know. Best RPG. I think I definitely would vote Baldur's Gate 3. For sure, in my opinion, at least. And I know Ken would agree here.
I personally think Final Fantasy should have won.
You know, I wonder what Brad's opinion is.
Because
he really likes Baldur's Gate.
I just wanted to remind you how much I love Final Fantasy.
Okay, you answered my question. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like this one is, for me, a no-brainer. Baldur's Gate superior, baby!
I really need to play that game.
What, Baldur's Gate?
Baldur's Gate, yeah.
Oh my god, Jack, yes.
I haven't played it yet.
Girl, you have to. It is so good. I'm literally been thinking about playing it, like picking it back up like next week after I get off a break. Or like when I go on break, just because it's so good. So good. I don't know, like the story building's really well, the character building. It's very user-friendly. Like, it's kind of intimidating at first, but it doesn't get hard to follow. It's a big strategy game because it's turn-based.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to think about it. Like, I enjoy it because there will be times where I die at least 5 times, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck am I doing wrong?
Right.
And maybe I didn't utilize my items enough. Maybe I didn't utilize positioning enough. Like, it really is contingent on a lot of different factors, is what I like about it. It's not just like, oh, I didn't level enough. Like, I don't have enough abilities. Like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, you still have to have strategy with it.
Right.
So, that's my 2 cents. Yeehaw.
Call me Kip Dog.
Kip Dog.
Kip Dog.
Kip Dog. We're going on best action and adventure. Again, I'm not surprised about this one, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Personally. Power, little good, a lot of good
probably
things about
would.
It.
I probably would have gone with
your Star Wars.
Like, no, but yeah, I guess Star Wars. Yeah,
I was like, damn, all
Red
right.
Red Four is up there, and, you know, my Spider-Man 2. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2.
I was going to say, I feel like Spider-Man 2 would have been a close contender.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, Legend of Zelda just had, or the Tears of Kingdom just had people in a fucking chokehold for, like, half the year.
Yeah, it's... I try to enjoy the Zelda games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the only game... Well, no. These big games like GTA, these big, large story games that involve so many side quests and large-ass maps and bosses and bullshit, I can't stick to these games because I get these attention issues.
Like, overwhelmed, too.
Yeah, and then I don't finish.
Yeah, that's, like, how mine is. You just have to really kind of stick with it with this one. I don't know. I still think you would like it even if you don't finish it. It's really cool to see. They did a really well thought out job with this one.
Yeah.
So definitely, I still recommend it. All right. Best action game. I don't know any of these. I'm skipping.
Best action game. Let's see here. Armored Core. Dead Island. Ghost Runner. Hi-Fi Rush.
Oh, I know Remnant 2 from hearing Ken talk about
it. Yeah, I only know of three of them. That's the Armored Core, Dead Island, and Remnant. Armored Core. Yeah, I guess I, looking at this list, let's see, for the best game in the action genre, focused primarily on combat. From what I've seen on Armored Core, there's a fuckload of combat. Dead Island, you kind of have to run around and get to maybe... It's not a lot of combat, though, compared to these other ones. Remnant 2 does have a lot of combat, but I think this is accurate.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it. I have no idea about this one. Bro, them glasses, they look real cute.
Hey, you like these shades?
Hey, yeah. All right, best VR/AR. Resident Evil Village VR mode. Who in their fucking right mind would play that shit in VR? Why would you do that to yourself? First of all. Why? Huh? Okay.
I will say this is very difficult to do.
This motherfucker. Okay.
It won't... Cup Dog moves around too much.
You're going to tell me Hello Kitty Island Adventure didn't win best mobile game?
That's, like, bullshit to
me. Wow. That just really solidified that, how bad of opinions people have. Just saying. Okay, on the real. I'm not surprised. Honkai was pretty good. I definitely think Hello Kitty definitely should have won, but whatever. That's just my two cents. I know Ken would agree with me. He's also a Hello Kitty Island Adventure boy.
Final Fantasy. did I tell you how much I like Final Fantasy?
Okay, moving on. Cup Dog. Best debut indie game.
Yeah.
I don't. Insert random Ken knowledge here about every single one of these indie games.
I've seen Dredge. We have a short video on Dredge.
Mm-hmm.
What are these other ones? Oh, Venbo. Oh, Viewfinder.
I love
Viewfinder.
No, I lied. I know what Viewfinder is, and I'm surprised that one didn't.
Yeah, that one was really good. I think the problem with Viewfinder is there's not...
Too much
I didn't feel
do?
Like the story was very tangible. I mean, what the artistry and the mechanics were great, but if you compared it to these other games, these other games probably had a much better storyline.
Fair enough. Because honestly, I haven't really seen the storyline for those. I've just seen like the art. But yeah, fair enough. Pizza Tower. Damn.
I want pizza.
I do want pizza. Moving on. Nom nom nom. Independent game.
Let's see if I got...
Oh, I feel like I'm not surprised about this one. I heard you guys talk about Sea of Stars a lot. And I've heard really good things about it. Like, the art was beautiful. Like, people really enjoyed this game. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Pizza.
This motherfucker.
I had to get pizza.
Don't. This man can't be Cup Dog anymore. He has too much power. This is why Brad acts the way
I understand. Now I understand.
Brad acts the way he does. Bro. All
right, what were we looking at? Independent game?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not surprised. Oh, Viewfinder's really on here again. About I was gonna say, I've heard really good things about Sea of Stars, though.
Oh, yeah. So Ken gave me shit on maybe Brad too. So Dave the Diver. I don't remember the name of it, and I called it like Dan the Diver or Diver Dave.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. That's like the sushi game, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sea of Stars. The fuck out of you.
I heard good things about Sea of Stars.
Yeah, I did too. I know Ken, I think, liked that one for a while, or like he was talking about it.
Indie game versus independent game? Or outstanding creativity? I don't know. I'm not smart enough for this.
Insert random Ken knowledge about the difference between independent game and indie. Ken, feel free to put subtitles. Thank you. All right. Next one. Best community support. Again, I feel like this one makes sense.
Community support.
Why the fuck would we put Cyberpunk 2077 on?
Okay, I do not agree with this. Like, if you want to talk for maybe this year, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, all right, this is just for this year. So, all right, I guess that's accurate, but if you want to talk a lifetime here, Destiny has one of the largest supporting communities.
Yeah, because you played a lot of Destiny, so you know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the community is starting to leave now.
But for a while.
Yeah, but for a while, Destiny has had a huge community. I'm sure Final did I tell you?
Oh, yeah, for sure Final Fantasy. I did not know after the first 20 times you've told us.
I like Final Fantasy.
Eat your fucking pizza. But yeah, I think Baldur's Gate this year has been like just insane support. So I could see that one winning a lot.
Barb.
Okay, next one. Best ongoing. Interesting. I could see Cyber 2077 winning for this one,
but
it's the same. I'm just like,
for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
like
go ahead.
I don't think it's fair to put them in this category, because the only reason why they are ongoing is because they put out a shit product in the beginning,
and then they fixed it.
You know who's been ongoing and has put a great product since day one?
Fortnite.
Oh, that's true. I didn't scroll down.
Oh, I was looking at all the ones. Okay.
Apex was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, Apex definitely tries, but I think recently Fortnite has really stepped up their game with doing like the OG, and now they're doing new game modes too to keep people interested, which I mean, it's working. Like,
Epic is just coming back the king.
Yeah. I mean, I think Genshin Impact is definitely needs to step up their game.
Yeah.
I love Genshin, but I'm waiting. Go ahead.
That I like Final Fantasy.
Holy shit, guys. Brad likes Final Fantasy.
I like Final Fantasy.
Coming out of coming out of Jack's mouth. You guys heard it here first. Like his little
Final Fantasy.
All right, next one. Games for Impact. Unfortunately, I do not know any of these.
I'm assuming Impact would be storyline.
Social meaning or message. Yeah. So it's just like learning morals and lessons and
stuff. I've not seen or played any of these.
Yeah. I mean, they look cute, but yeah, probably just...
Let's do this. How about based on the cover art, we guess what it's about?
Oh, God. This one?
And the name. Cover art and the name. So we'll start with a space for Unbound. This kind of looks like an anime game. I'm assuming the person in the center might have been like really sad, and these are the friends.
I think it looks like Rem.
Rem?
Yeah, from ReZero.
Mm.
Looking like Rem.
The cat might be like, the cat talks to the person, and that's the cat teaches the lesson in this game. Space for the Unbound. So like this person is not bounded, right?
Wow. So thought provoking, Cup Dog. I'm really proud of you.
And the cat provides the help and support.
Found the cat. I did not see the cat. I was like, what fucking cat is this guy talking about?
And there's like a phoenix in the background, I think.
Yeah, some type of bird.
It's like an X-Men crossover, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. They all look hella sad.
Yeah. So chance of Senar. Senar.
I don't know. This is giving me something to do with, like, kids in high school based on their, like, school uniforms and, like, some type of fucking opposition.
Oh, wait, which one are you talking about?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Space for the Unbound.
We're still on Out?
Oh, my bad.
I was like, these look like school uniforms?
You didn't ask me for my opinion.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, wait, no, you're right. The chance of Senar look like school uniforms.
I was so confused.
Oh, my God. Definitely given me Middle Eastern / Egyptian vibes.
Yeah, very not this time.
Yeah, ye old days where they used the good old what's the paper called? Papyrus?
Yeah, we're gonna go with that.
Yeah,
and then the guy on the left here, he's clearly chanting to the sun, and he has this what looks to be a hot dog with a taco on his head. That's definitely a hot dog mascot uniform with a taco hat, and he's got this visor that kind of keeps the sun out of his eyes, and he's chanting to it, the sun.
And then his friend is the.
He's also afraid of the sun, but he can't get sun on his face, so he sits inside that hood.
He sits inside the hood. So there's like two of them, and then the main body just.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a guy sitting in the hood, and then a guy with the arms. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's like a turtleneck robe. I don't know. Sleeveless turtleneck robe.
Fashion. It's fashion.
This is what you see in New York City's Fashion Week.
I was going to say, it's 1300 BC. Get with the times.
This guy probably has Kanye's on. Is that a person at the bottom right?
That's a great question. I can't tell. Either a person or a building. Maybe both. This fashion.
Yeah. Senar must be like that guy in the hot dog suit, the hot dog taco. That must be Senar.
Bro.
All right, goodbye, Volcano High. Let's move through these. Let's see. The guy has an Xbox. A PlayStation shirt.
They're also giving me like school vibes.
Yeah. Oh wait, is this like an angel and devil kind of thing?
Oh, you know, it could be. We're talking about morals here.
And this guy's looking. He's got his PlayStation shirt on.
Yo,
and he's looking at the devil though. And the angel's like this.
This bitch. That's why it's goodbye Volcano High. Should I leave high school early?
This guy's like, should I drop out? And the girl's like, you should definitely do it, bruh. And the girl, the angel's like,
I'm like, whatever, bruh.
What an idiot.
Slay. Anti-slay.
So much impact in that one. All right. Tachia?
Tachia.
Probably butchering it.
I'm the same. It's giving me pirates, adventure pirates.
Yeah, if you look this in the is like Fortnite, the TV like, show.
I was going to say like Lego Fortnite.
A little
TV
bit of
show,
Sea
of
Thieves, yeah.
Main character is, why the fuck is Treasure Planet coming up? Is it like, no, because if you hover over it, you can see a visual search and fucking Treasure Planet. And I'm like, why is Treasure Planet pulling up with this? So I guess it's Treasure Planet vibes. If so, that's definitely a winner in my book. Treasure Planet is elite for my 90s and 2000s babies.
This is this is if the Avengers weren't made by Marvel.
Shut the fuck up. Who's the main character? Is she Tony Stark this with is... the fucking Iron Man?
No, this is like. This is giving me like Moana and Dora the Explorer vibes.
Moana and Dora the Explorer's cousin.
Morana.
Morana. Her name is Chia. Chia.
Chia. Chia.
Cha.
I'm thinking the Chia. T is silent.
Chia. Chia.
Chia.
Chia.
I think that boat at the bottom right. Is that a boat? It has arms.
It looks like a boat. What? It has arms.
Yeah, those are arms, right?
Oh God, I can't see.
And feet.
Ayo. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. This is a very confusing cover. I'm not getting any impact from this.
All right, next one. Terra Nil. That one is cute. It's given me very foresty. Like, what happens, like, if people died and the animals and Earth, like, kept going type of thing.
Yeah.
But it also has modern things, like, if you look at the windmill. So I'm like, you know, maybe humanity's still there. It's just not as prevalent. Like, I don't know.
Interesting. So this could also be the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is a hunting game, and impact is the shot.
My heart.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the frog doesn't make sense though.
Frogs are just loved by everybody.
Thought-provoking game with a pro-social meaning. This. I don't know. I feel like if Animal Crossing was more modernized.
Yeah. Like, okay, so this is just modern day Animal Crossing.
Modern day Animal Crossing with waterfalls.
Hell yeah. Well, Animal Crossing has waterfalls. It's
got to terraform them. That's right. What all about that?
I got you.
Yeah, right, maybe it's a mix of the hunter / Animal Crossing. Oh, ew. Oh, God. That's, all right, I'm sorry. No, that's no. Bad.
God,
that's bad.
Damn it, Cup Dog. God that's damn bad. It. Thank you for coming to our podcast today. Surprise, Venba. Motherfucker. Venba looks cute. That one, I feel like, is more, like, explanatory. Like, that one, it just
that's
deals
got Disney
with,
vibes all over.
Yeah, Disney family, like, culture, yeah, learning about like your culture Encanto. Type thing. Yeah, basically.
Venba.
Cute. Venba.
Is that like the start of Venmo? I'll be over here.
Moving on. Innovation and accessibility. Interesting. This is more for the software and hardware. Interesting.
Okay. I guess we never really used these games for accessibility, so it really... I don't know how I would speak on it.
I was gonna say I could see Forza being like the easier one though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's my two.
Yeah,
cents.
We can.
Okay.
I respect the accessibility stuff, but I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah. All right. Best performance. You know, I'm gonna give this one to my guy. So the winner is the one who plays Asterion, who is the sexy vampire that everyone is down bad for.
The white hair. Guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the one that we are all down bad for. And yeah. If you say you're not, you're lying. Sorry to everybody else. See, because, you know, Idris Elba, if you know me.
I like Idris.
You know I fucking love Idris Elba, yeah. Bro. Like, good we're, actor. We love Idris Elba. He's beautiful man. Gorge. So, you know, this was a hard decision for me. That's all I gotta say. All I gotta say about that one.
But Final Fantasy.
I'm going to start quoting it with you, but.
Yeah. Final Fantasy.
Best
Did you know?
Audio design.
Nope. Best audio.
I can't give context to this one.
Yeah, I've seen High Rush in the game store, but I have not played it.
I was going to say, like, the art looks really cute, but this is more so for audio. So I'm, you know what? Again. Goddamn shame Persona's not on here. Best audio and sound and soundtrack. If we're talking about music, just saying. Baby.
I think they have something against Persona.
Mm. All right, next one. Best score and music. Ah, this is where Persona should have went. Fuck your Final Fantasy, even though that shit's so good. Damn. Kind of surprised Legend of Zelda didn't win.
Yeah, that's who? What game did I play that had amazing? Oh, what's that Dark Souls game that it's like Elden Dark Ring? Souls? What's
like the one you just played?
Yeah.
Yeah, Elden Ring.
Elden Ring, yeah. That had a good one. I'm surprised that's not on here.
Did it come out this year or last year though?
You know what? Probably
like
last year.
Last year,
yeah.
But I agree with you because I remember it was pretty good. But yeah, Final Fantasy. Did you know? Go ahead. That you love Final Fantasy.
That I love Final Fantasy.
Moving on, Cup Dog. Smash. Best art direction. I've never played Alan Wake 2. I have no input on this one. Again, kind of surprised because Legend of Zelda, I felt like, was very pretty.
I've seen some gameplay of Lies of P. I'm not sure I liked it. I mean, that one looked like it had a Elden Ring, Dark Souls-ish type of fighting feel to it.
Yeah. I had one friend who was obsessed with Lies of P.
Huh?
And I had one friend who was obsessed with Lies of P. And I don't know, it just basically looked like an Elden, or yeah, like a Dark Souls game.
Nobody cares.
Oh my god, you're doing such a good job with this. Best narrative. Again, great job for Alan Wake 2. I need to look at it, because apparently it's a good game.
Yeah, I might add that to the list. But see, I heard you have to play the first one in order to understand the second one. And I don't know if I want to play through the first one.
Yeah, because that's what, isn't that the same thing with Spider-Man? Like, you have to play the first one to kind of get context for the second one.
I think so.
Somebody was telling me about that. And I was like, are you serious?
I started playing the first one, and I couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, and I don't know if Alan Wake 2 is the point of view is this way, but it was kind of like the cantered third person over the shoulder.
Mm, okay.
And that's hard to play sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Wow. Okay. Next one, too. Best game direction. Alan Wake 2 again. God damn.
Damn. I wonder how many awards they won.
I know, right? I kind of feel like I want to check it out now just because of like how many awards it won.
I'd be interested in seeing how, after the awards came out, what sales looked like for these games.
True, because I mean, I could see a lot of people being like, oh, like this game looked good, like especially like the indie ones too. Mm-hmm. Like that's a lot of like coverage for them.
Oh yeah, it's free advertising.
Mm-hmm. Damn, okay. All right. And the big boy one that I think some people got kind of mad about, but again, my personal opinion, I agree with Baldur's Gate 3. I just think it was a very well-rounded game. A lot of people are still obsessed with it, even though it's been out for like a hot minute now. Isn't Larian Studios like a smaller studio too?
I don't know.
Insert fact about Larian Studios here. Thank you again. And a lot of people are mad that Spider-Man 2 didn't win. Or Tears of the Kingdom. But I don't know. I just feel like I've heard more talk and hype about Baldur's Gate 3 from a lot of people.
From a post Game Awards perspective, looking at the trend with how Alan Wake 2 were winning a lot of the best spots, I'm surprised they didn't make it to the top here. Let me see if there's a count in.
It was very close. There actually is a count. It was very close. Yeah, who won more? Think like.
Was it Baldur's Gate or Alan Wake?
Wait, what?
That won the most awards, you know?
I think it's Baldur's Gate, I think.
Okay. Oh, there's a player's choice. Oh, even player's choice, Baldur's Gate won it.
So do like a panel critique it, or do people vote for it?
I think that's like an online internet vote.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I figured, okay. But yeah, I remember the vote was pretty close.
Now, I want to see, let's see. Let me see if there is a count. Game Awards 2023 awards count.
Yeah, because I think I saw mine on TikTok.
So, Baldur's Gate and Alan Wake were the two most nominated. Baldur's Gate won 6. And Alan Wake won 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Baldur's Gate dominated that one.
Hell yes, sir.
Cool.
Okay.
Did you watch the awards at all?
I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was like really tired and like I ended up not watching it. Yeah. Because they were watching it in Discord.
Yeah, I was at Bowling League and I was watching it through Sneaky's watch party. A little bit of it. I didn't watch a lot, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It was interesting. They had what was her name? Sydney Good. Goodman. I forgot her last name. She's the IGN person. I think she was hosting. Okay. And then that one guy that voices Kratos. You hear the made?
Yes!
Against Call of Duty.
I'm not gonna lie, that shit was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was good.
I was like, damn, he really did that. You know, but where's the lie, though? You can't be mad. Lie. Where's the lie?
No lie.
I was like, you're only gonna get mad if you're deflecting.
Right. Cool. I think that's all of them, right?
Yeah. And that was the last one.
Nice.
Okay. Well, any last minute thoughts in your little yeehaw brain, Cup Dog?
Go sports.
I thought you were gonna say I like Final Fantasy.
Oh wait.
Okay.
Final Fantasy is the best game ever.
You like Final Fantasy. Oh my god, what did they say? Like when they talk about Goku, like Goku can level. What did they say? Like Goku can. There's a phrase people use.
Ooh, let me Google this.
Oh, I can't. Like Goku, like. Basically, it's insinuating that he beats them all, but I can't think of the phrase people use.
Let's see. Phrase people use for.
Can insert phrase here. Thank you. The solos. Goku solos.
Goku solos.
I think that's what it is. So Final Fantasy solos all.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Go team.
All I got to say is my final thoughts about this. Persona and Party Animals were shafted. Thank you.
Yeah. Jack's final thoughts. I'm a bit disappointed that Party Animals didn't win anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That was revolutionary. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
I mean, I still play it like it's... Mm-hmm. Like it's still the best game ever.
It is. Because it is.
Maybe next year.
People just don't know. People just don't know, man. They're not knowers.
They don't understand fun.
Mm-mm.
Do you guys know what fun is?
Party Animals.
It's called Party Animals.
Get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Get it good.
Good.
Smash.
Good.
I'm in danger.
Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, motherfucker.
I'm in danger.
All right, that's all we got today. Thank you for coming to our spoof,
this casual gaming people's point of view of gamer awards that went on, and we did stuff, we talked.
Whether you gain knowledge or not, that's on you, man. A lot of good knowledge was spilled today.
Yeah. What's that thing? What's that thing that Brad does?
Huh?
He does that deep voice. Everyone.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I was like, are you summoning something right now?
Final Fantasy.
On the real, go check out our real video about the 2023 Game Awards featuring Brad and Ken. They are very knowledgeable.
Yep, it should be. Well, we're recording this today, but it should be posted today. Today's Saturday. Whenever this is posted, I don't know when it's going to be. Depends on when Ken decides. Yeah, if this may not even make it anywhere. If you guys didn't see this, then we doesn't matter. We now it's not on record.
You know, if you make it to the end of the video and you comment that you made it to the end of the video, Ken will actually have to wear a maid cosplay the next time we do a recording. So if five people can go comment that they made it to the end of the video and they're hearing me say this, Ken is obligated to wear a maid cosplay. Here you go, Jack.
Speaking of maid cosplay, for those of you who follow my streams, I do everything for charity. I hit 4K, I'll be shaving my beard.
Oh my god, wait, I've never seen you without your
beard. Yeah, it's gonna be weird. I'm not gonna enjoy it, but doing it for the kids.
And then I set a stretch goal because who's going to make 1,000 in the last few weeks of December?
Hey, listen, I'm trying to plug for 2,000, so
I made the mistake of telling certain friends that about my stretch goal, and they heard it and was like, bet. It's happening the day you stream to hit that 5K.
Hell yeah.
So
when are you, sorry to cut you off. When are you are you going to do like a
Christmas
like
day?
A last, okay.
Christmas day.
Okay,
I'm going to do a big final push.
Okay. Mine's going to be the 29th.
Okay, good. All right. Well then I'll do the final push.
Okay.
We'll hit that 5K because I know it's going to happen. It's guaranteed much.
I'm ready.
And just
ready.
So y'all know, y'all heard it here first. When I hit that 5K, I'll be announcing that I will do a made outfit stream.
It's going to be so
which
great.
Will be
so
scheduled sometime after the new year.
Oh, yeah. So in honor of this, Ken will also be in a made cosplay. I can't wait for him to hear this.
Can we all just do a... All right, all right.
Yeah, we all can. We all can.
All right. If we get to 6,000... I will get the entire crew to wear made outfits on our live podcast recording.
Yes. I already got mine ready. I already got mine ready. I was going to say, I could make that my 6K goal too. Like if we somehow pass.
Yeah, if we both get 6K.
We will do that. I will be down to do that.
I'll fuck it. Ken don't have to. If we can both get 6K before the end of the year. I'll also wear the maid outfit on a live recording of the podcast.
Oh, shit. That's what I was thinking we were going to do it on the live recording, just all of us in a maid cosplay.
Well, even then, you know what? If I or you hit 6K, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be down to. Now it's convincing the other gremlins.
Yeah. If you guys made it to the end of this video.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yep.
And we'll go from there.
Like and comment, but when you comment, made outfits 2024.
Don't even explain anything. Just write made outfit 2024.
Yep.
That will be the ticket.
Do it.
I'm plugging the hell out of this video. Yes. I'm gonna say, make sure you watch the end in particular.
Yeah. Oh, no. You gotta do what everybody does on their shorts videos. Wait till the end or watch to the end.
Oh, watch to the end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. All right, but thank you guys so much. I am Chibi.
And I'm Jack.
Have a great rest of your day wherever you may be.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.